Colorado's 21st Home Educators Conference is coming to Denver on June 9th, and it's double the size of last year. This conference features 150 workshops, hundreds of vendor tables, powerful keynote speakers, and a marriage-building seminar from Walk Through the Bible. For 21 years, this conference has been building strong families, developing a Christian worldview, and exploring the best education choices for our children. Join 5,000 parents and teens at this family-building conference on June 9th. Call 877-842-CHECK or visit check.org on the web. That's CHEC.org.
People are surprised to discover that my family and I drive an hour and a half to Reformation Church. I must confess, 3 years ago when a friend encouraged us to visit Reformation, my thoughts were, a two-hour drive to church? I don't think so. But because of our friendship, I was willing to make the trip one time. Well, we have been making that drive ever since. You may be thinking, why would anyone drive that far to attend a church? The members of Reformation take their walk with the Lord seriously. They actively encourage one another, building up one another in the faith, and helping to carry each other's burdens. The brothers and sisters at Reformation truly care for one another. But this is not the main reason we attend Reformation. It is only the icing on the cake. The main reason we attend Reformation is because of the centrality of the Word in our worship of the Triune God. His Word is preached with power and authority. At Reformation, we worship the living God, who is mighty and powerful, full of mercy and grace.
Reformation Church in Castle Rock meets at Douglas County High School in Front Street at 10:30 a.m. Sundays. Check us out at reformationchurch.com or call 303-648-9606. Hi, folks. Kevin Swanson here, pastor, executive director of Christian Home Educators of Colorado, but most importantly, husband of one, father of five. And we come to you daily on this program to bring you a biblical worldview with a generational vision. We're hoping that you will leave this program with an optimism, a hope for the future. Why? Because God, by His grace, has given us children, and we're going to give them His Word and His worldview. And with that combination, folks, I don't think the devil has a chance. Well, for the first time in 13 years in Colorado, the Republican leadership in the state has finally succeeded at increasing the size of government by $3.1 billion over the next 5 years. Now, this is not a done deal. It was just approved by the House in Colorado as of yesterday, and it needs to go to a referendum to the people. So they need to approve this in order to achieve this massive increase in government here in our state. Now, of course, Tabor, the Taxpayers' Bill of Rights, passed, at least 13 years ago, that gave big government a little bit of a hitch for 13 years. Big government has been unable to achieve its vision in this state. And by God's grace, we've limited the size of government. But now there is a 4.6% increase in the size of government in our state proposed by Democrats and Republicans. It would not have happened. Ladies and gentlemen, it would not have happened without Republican leadership on this issue. There were a few key Republicans that made the difference this year. It was Governor Bill Owens and a guy by the name of Bruce Benson. Yes, the Republican I ran against in 1994. He's back again, and he likes big government, more big government. He wants it for higher education and health care. That's what this Republican wants. Well, the size of government is going to grow in Colorado, and it will satisfy the dreams of socialists everywhere all over the world if it comes to pass, if we can get it passed referendum in just a year or two in the next election. But when it comes down to it, what is the real issue with these conservatives? Apparently, they do not want to cut the size of government that has been growing for the last 75 years. They don't want to hurt the big government vision, the Marxist vision that we have received, the behemoth that's been growing since the early 1900s. It's been coming down to us generation by generation. Government made up about 10% of the GNI 75 years ago. Today, it makes up about 50% of the GNI. So why is it that Republicans are the ones that want to increase the size of government? If a Republican walked into a restaurant, this isn't all Republicans, but a lot of Republicans, if they walked into the restaurant, and they're going to say, you know, I want a little bit more than whatever that liberal's having over there. That's what they order, because they don't have a vision, a set of principles by which they govern their agenda and by which they move in terms of their agenda from year to year and administration by administration. And as he orders in the restaurant, whatever that liberal's having over there, in the end, the cook will give him more than he gives the Democrat. For lack of vision, the Republican leadership goes nowhere, because ultimately there is no standard, there's no worldview or no law. They've rejected God's law, and in the end, they default to another law system. Everybody's got a worldview. They may not admit to it, but they've got a worldview, and they default to a basically Marxist law system. Today we're going to review the Colorado budget according to two worldviews. We're going to look at the Colorado budget, something like a $13 billion budget. We're going to look at this budget according to two worldviews. First, the founding principles of this nation, or a biblical worldview, and then secondly, by the principles of a worldview codified in a document written in the 19th century called the Communist Manifesto. So we're going to look at the Colorado budget, the public policy instituted by the governor's office and by the state government of Colorado, and we're going to say, by what worldview do they operate? By the principles upon which this nation was founded, a worldview that is basically a biblical worldview, or by a Marxist worldview. We'll be back in just a moment as the War of the Worldview continues right here on Generations. My name is Kevin Swanson. Ladies and gentlemen, I like no-hassle car buying. It's very simple. Here's how it works. Visit McKinneyMotors.com, McKinney, Motors.com. Click on Contact. Tell them what you want, your price range, and a contact number, and Jeff will go to work for you. He's been in the car business for 20 years. He knows cars. He handles any car, new or used. He'll get the best car for you with the best service at your price at Jeff McKinney Motors. That's McKinneyMotors.com or call 303-660-0303. Call him, tell him what you want, and he will do the work for you. Contact McKinneyMotors.com. That's 303-660-0303. This is Kevin Swanson. Let me tell you, I'm planning to use National Driver Training Institute's program for my son, Daniel, because parent-directed driver education has proven to be the most effective training process in the United States. This program, Help for the Teenager Who Wants to Drive, is approved in Colorado, New Mexico, Texas, and many other states. Your teenager can start the process at 15 years old and receive his license by 16. This course is recognized by every insurance company in Colorado and approved for home study by the state of Colorado. Programs start at just under $100, and you will have everything you need to create a safe driver for life. Call National Driver Training Institute at 800-942-2050. That's 800-942-2050. Or visit them on the web at nationaldrivertraining.com. Let them know you heard about it right here on Generations. Today, the worldview behind the Colorado budget, and we're looking at the budget proposed by Governor Owens back in November of 2004, and part of it is the inclusion of a $3.2 billion increase that has got to be approved by the voters across the state by referendum. And Dave, whether or not this gets approved, whether or not government grows in Colorado, is going to be a function of what the worldview is of the people listening today.
Government will only grow if the people want it to grow, because we get to vote on it. It really ultimately lies in the worldview of the voters.
That's right. So if they want big government, they're going to get big government. And whether or not they want big government is a function of whether or not they've got a big government socialist mindset or worldview. Do they worship the state, or do they worship God in the Bible, who limits the power of the state?
In fact, the proponents of this initiative were saying that one of the problems with Tabor is it doesn't allow government to grow as fast as the economy grows.
Right. And the assumption, of course, is that government ought to be growing, and government should not be shrinking. Government right now consumes, I mentioned, 50% of the GNI. That just means the gross national income. It's the average income. It's the income, total income of what people make. It's the economy in this nation. Now, that's signifies a huge increase from 75 years ago. So the trend over the last 75 years, and really further back than that, all the way back to the Civil War, the trend has been an increase in the size of government in America. Now, here's what the budget covers. Let's play the game, what's the worldview, okay? Let's look at the budget. I've got a nice little printout here from the governor's website. It's the fiscal year 2005-2006 major department share of total general fund budget. Okay, graph one. You see it right here. Okay, the big slice, you ready for this? The big slice, 52% of the budget goes to education. You guessed it. Education. All right. Now, let's play the game, what's the worldview? If 52% of government spending of the $13 billion being spent in this state goes to education, what's the worldview? Okay, we got to go back into history for this one. Let's begin with Plato. Plato, a Greek philosopher from something like 300 or 400 years before Christ, and we use BC on this program. It's not the common era here. Plato taught that the purpose for parents is, guess what? What is the purpose for parents, Dave?
According to Plato, I think it was to have children.
Biological. Yes. That's the purpose for parents. You get the child out of the womb, and the state picks that child up, and the philosopher kings set up the educational program for that child. And that way of thinking began to corrupt modern society in the 18th century. In fact, Rousseau, we've mentioned Rousseau before, Jean-Jacques Rousseau, the father of modern education, the father of modern political thought, Rousseau wanted a system of education that was provided by the state. He prescribed many years with an unmarried tutor who would withdraw the child as much as possible from parents and relatives. Now, the first totalitarian educational program, that is, the first government-driven education program, came in Prussia, which is really part of modern-day Germany, okay? Came in Prussia. And King Frederick William I said, it is the duty of the prince to see, think, and act for the whole community. That was his worldview. Okay, so basically a totalitarian, a Platonic, socialist, Marxist, Rousseauian totalitarian. By 1806 in Prussia, the world saw the first instituted certification of teachers, and they abolished semi-religious private schools. And parents were fined or had their children taken away if their children were not attending those public schools. That's 1806. Now, by the 1830s, the system was brought to America. There was a cadre of teachers, of American philosophers and teachers and political folks that went over to Prussia and took a lot of notes. Okay, back in the early 19th century. By the 1830s, they began to experiment with this totally socialist, Marxist, totalitarian form of education. They brought it to America. And then 1845, finally we get Karl Marx in the Communist Manifesto, the 10th plank of the Communist Manifesto, public education for all. All right, so that's the worldview. That's where it came from. Now, the social control was in place by 1933. Interesting quote from Adolf Hitler, who, of course, is the man in Germany, the man in Prussia, who has inherited a system of socialist, institutionalized totalitarian educational program. He's inherited that. It's been in place for 130 years now, or at least 100 years by that time. Adolf Hitler said to his opponents, when an opponent says, I will not come to your side, I calmly say, your child already belongs to us. Ow. You winced on that, Dave. Your child already belongs to us. Let's put that another way. And your votes belong to us. Your votes belong to us. Because if this is the genius of this system, you cannot have totalitarian big government programs exist. You cannot abolish liberty. You cannot drain freedom from a free-minded, liberty-loving kind of guy unless you can indoctrinate him in your own government-funded schools. All right, that's worldview one. Now, let's look at worldview number two. All right, we're talking about 52% of the budget in Colorado. What did the founders think about our education? Well, they put it in the laps of parents. They put it in the laps of parents from the beginning. In fact, if you look at God's Word, you're going to find in Deuteronomy 6, you shall teach your children, not your neighbor's children, not the village's children. No, you, singular, will teach your children God's Word as you sit in your house, as you walk by the way, as you rise up, as you lie down. The whole book of Proverbs. What is the book of Proverbs directed towards? A father teaching his child. The responsibility lies in the lap of parents. Now, what about the New Testament? New Testament confirms exactly what the Old Testament says. That is, in Ephesians 6:4, fathers, bring your children up in the education and the nurture of the Lord. It's the responsibility of fathers. It's very plain. Now, in a socialist worldview, the government is all pervasive. The government controls all things. And the family and the church is allowed to exist within the government. In a biblical worldview, God is all pervasive. God is the source of authority and law. And the civil government, the family government, and the church government are allowed to exist within God's sphere of authority and influence.
Do you think the literacy rate is greater today, or was it greater when parents were doing it?
That's not the purpose, Dave. Get with the program. That's not the purpose of education. Education is not to teach children to read, write, and spell. Education's purpose today is to make them good, faithful citizens of the state, of the God state. Come on.
You know, Thomas Jefferson hired this guy, Dana DuPont Moore, to do a survey of what the literacy rate in early America was. And they found out that the literacy rate was in the high 90s. It's never been higher. We can spend 54% of the budget, and our literacy rate is no greater today than it was when parents were doing the job. So we're spending the money, and we're not getting the result in terms of reading skills, not in terms of math skills. It must be in terms of social skills.
31%, I talk about 52% of the budget going to education. 31% goes to health care and human services. All right? That takes us to about 81% or 83% of the budget. And, of course, what's this worldview? Well, again, it's the socialist mindset. Who should take care of the poor according to a biblical worldview? 1 Timothy chapter 5, it's incredibly obvious. If a widow comes and into the church and we discover that she cannot pay her bills, we ask her family if they can contribute. If they cannot, they cannot contribute, the church steps in and pays. But unfortunately, a different worldview dominates most churches today, right? Most churches don't understand that they are responsible for taking care of the widows that can't take care of themselves. Of course, able-bodied men ought to be working. The Bible says that if a man shall not work, he shall not eat. But widows are taken care of by families and by churches. And we've discussed this time and time again on this program, so we won't belabor the point. Well, 19%, the rest of it is corrections, regulatory agencies, public safety, agriculture, labor, and employment. My guess is a lot of this is basically following the socialist worldview of the 19th century. Dave, fundamentally, the problem is which worldview is supported by Republicans and Democrats in the House and Senate in Colorado?
Well, let me put it this way. I believe the biblical worldview gives the role of government, and on this budget would be called perhaps public safety and corrections. Yeah. And combined, they equal less than 10% of the budget. 90% of the budget is funding a humanist, Marxist worldview.
Then what in the world are conservative Republicans doing when they continue to uphold this kind of a budget, this kind of a system? Why does the governor propose this with an increase? His vision evidently is not the worldview, the principles upon which this nation was founded.
He's spending more money funding the Ward Churchills, 10% of the budget to higher education, than
right.
He is in solving crime and being the avenger that God has required the state to be. He is thoroughly humanistic.
So these guys, these Republicans do not have a good worldview. They're lapdogs for the Democrats? The issue, I believe, is the lack of worldview and the lack of conviction. If they do not have a vision, the Bible says, without a vision, the people perish. But he that keeps the law, happy is he. Dave, the real issue here is these guys are not keeping the law. They don't know the law of God. They don't have a vision that comes from the transcendental law of God. If they did, they would be filled with conviction. And they would be leaders. They would set a direction for the people that should that are following them in this state?
The fundamental issue of our day is whether or not we're going to be under God's law or whether or not we're going to create our own law, whether or not our worldview will be derived from the revealed word of God or whether or not we are going to try and create our own reality.
And this question, Dave, applies to every listener today. Are you a socialist? Fundamentally, what is your worldview? Do you believe that we should continue to prop up the socialist big government system of the last 150 years? Or do you believe that we should control education and welfare in the areas of family and church? What is your worldview? What is your vision? What is your law system? You know, there are few leaders today in the Colorado Capitol who have the worldview like Thomas Jefferson or George Washington or Patrick Henry. Rather, they have the worldview of Plato, Rousseau, and Marx. Unfortunately, most of them don't know what their worldview is, and they have no idea where it came from. But now you do. You heard it on Generations. We'll be back in just a moment to recommend a great resource for you. Hang on.
Oh, why did I put it off? I should have made an appointment.
This winter, don't get left in the cold. Get your car winterized at Academy Car Care and Repair. Academy Car Care and Repair's ASC-certified mechanics can work on all vehicles. Call Academy Car Care and Repair today before you really need them. 573-5973. That's 573-5973. Academy Car Care and Repair at Academy and LaSalle.
Imagine a summer camp for the whole family. A camp with powerful messages that will encourage your family to live and love together. Imagine a five-day family camp from $52. Okay, you can stop imagining now. It will happen next August in Glorieta, New Mexico. Your family will hear inspiring messages on family, godly womanhood, how to be a man of God, from great speakers like Dr. R.C. Sproul Jr. and James and Stacy McDonald. There will be plenty of time for relaxing fellowship, hiking, volleyball, softball, high ropes course, paintball, miniature golf, horseshoes, shuffleboard, frisbee golf, and all the rest. This camp is sponsored by Reformation Church, a family-integrated church strategically located between Colorado Springs and Denver in Castle Rock. Call 303-648-9606 for a brochure or email camp@reformation.com. You need to register now. At these prices, we are almost filled up. That's camp@reformationchurch.com.
Colorado's 21st Home Educators Conference is coming to Denver on June 9th, and it's double the size of last year. This conference features 150 workshops, hundreds of vendor tables, powerful keynote speakers, and a marriage-building seminar from Walk Through the Bible. For 21 years, this conference has been building strong families, developing a Christian worldview, and exploring the best education choices for our children. Join 5,000 parents and teens at this family-building conference on June 9th. Call 877-842-CHECK or visit check.org on the web. That's CHEC.org.
The issues that make or break our civilization, our liberties, the principles upon which this nation was founded, that's what we review every day on this program today. The issue of liberty, the issue of liberty from big government. Now, as we wrap up the program, I'd like to recommend my book, The Second Mayflower. I talk about the glorious heritage that we obtained in this nation. You know, so many people benefit from liberty. But so few will do anything to produce it. And yet, our founders did. What a blessing. What a blessing we inherited from our founding. And yet, we have lost this heritage. And the book talks about the terrible decline of morality and liberty in this nation. But again, it ends with a message of hope. I believe God is raising a second Mayflower that is going to grow out of the first Mayflower and make a difference for our children and our grandchildren. May I recommend my book, The Second Mayflower, to you? You can get it at checkbooks.com on the web, checbooks.com, or call 877-842-CHECK. That's 877-842-CHECK. My name is Kevin Swanson. You can hear this program anytime, anywhere in the world at kevinswanson.com. And I want to invite you back again next time as we lay down the vision for the next generation.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Swanson here. There's a principle that has never let me down. I do business with the people I believe in. And that's why I go with George Sechrist Insurance for all my insurance needs. George is a man of honesty, integrity, and service. George will go the extra mile for you. I've seen him give up himself sacrificially for the needs of others. You can count on George. Auto, life, home, call George at George Sechrist Insurance, 303-979-1288. That's 303-979-1288.
Christian families have not escaped the rapid increases in healthcare costs. They are looking for solutions. Does the Bible provide any answers to the problems that plague our healthcare system? There are a growing number of Christian families who have joined together through Samaritan Ministries. They are helping one another directly with medical needs, one Christian household to another. Every month, there are more than 10,000 households who pray with one another, send notes of care and encouragement, and give a monthly share to help with other members' needs. They are sharing nearly $1.5 million in needs every month, yet the monthly share is only $195, even less for couples and singles. Christians need to take the lead in demonstrating to others that the Bible really does have the answers, including health care. If you would like to know more about a movement of caring, committed believers, call Samaritan Ministries at 1-888-2-OTHERS or visit the website at www.samaritanministries.org.
Looking for the ideal Western family vacation? You need to check out Latigo Ranches at latigotrails.com. Enjoy 100-mile panoramic views of the Continental Divide 3 miles from the nearest neighbor. Your children will have a fabulous time horse riding, swimming, and fishing. Latigo Ranch is secluded, scenic, and intimate, the perfect size to create a sense of family coming home. Enjoy a vacation of mountains, trails, horses, and great country cooking. Whether it's a family reunion or a once-in-a-lifetime Western vacation for your family, Latigo Ranches is where you want to be. LatigoTrails.com or call them at 800-227-9655.